Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk. That was Mr. Smith with his insightful information about the types of investments out on the market today. Now it is my pleasure to introduce this next speaker of the day, Mr. Sam Rowe. Mr. Rowe, who has been at the center of attention in the business world lately as the youngest person ever to become the chief executive officer at LiveTalk Communications, credits the teachings of his father, Mark Rowe, for success. According to Mr. Rowe, the work ethics and positive attitude displayed by his father during his childhood set the standards for the way he works today. He stresses the importance of our everyday attitude toward work and will give us some tips on how to make them become part of us. Anyway, at the age of 35, he is the youngest person ever to hold the head position at LiveTalk Communications. Here is Mr. Rowe. Number 71. What does the speaker mention is special about Mr. Rowe? Number 72. Who does Sam credit his success to? Number 73. What will Mr. Rowe talk about? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk. Today on our show, we have a special guest appearance by one of the most powerful businessmen of our time. This person I am going to introduce to you next is the person responsible for getting the largest company in our city off the ground 10 years ago. Yes, this big company I am talking about is Kodak Incorporated. Today, Kodak Incorporated has become one of the largest companies in our nation, with over 150,000 employees all over the country and with future plans to build two more factories in Los Angeles and New York later this year. There is also speculation that Kodak Incorporated is talking with the Fujitsu Company of Japan on a possible venture deal sometime early next spring. Now we will meet with the president of Kodak, Mr. John Williams, right after we take this station break. Number 74. What is the speaker doing? Number 75. What does the speaker say is in plan for Kodak in the early part of next year? Number 76. Which of the following is not true about Kodak Incorporated? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Biennial Shipbuilding Research Convention. I'm very pleased and proud as the convener of this convention to introduce to you one of the world's leading research scientists in the field of shipbuilding, Professor Nathan Davidson. Professor Davidson's speech entitled Shipbuilding: The Next 20 Years will form the basis of a book to be published later this year. I'm sure that you're all aware that whatever Professor Davidson has to say is not only fascinating and original, but also extremely pertinent. So, please welcome Professor Davidson. Number 77. How often is the event held? Number 78. Who is Nathan Davidson? Number 79. According to the speaker, what is expected to happen toward the end of the year? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Hi, it's nice to see you all. Before we begin the cooking course, let me tell you who I am. Luke Pedgett is my name. For the past 3 years, I've been the leader of a team of innovative chefs working for Holiday Time Resorts. As my main role is to develop new meals, it's a great pleasure to be here and have the opportunity to meet people, especially those who are passionate about food and cooking. Please watch and listen carefully. Should you have any questions, make a note, and then ask them later during the discussion period.
Number 80.
Who is Mr. Paget?
Number 81.
According to the speaker, what is his main job?
Number 82.
What does the speaker ask those who have questions to do?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Good evening, everybody. I'd just like to say a few words before officially opening the exhibition. I'm very pleased to see so many faces here tonight. It seems that many people share my interest in the history of the Old Town, and it is a fascinating history. These documents, photographs, artworks, and other historical items vividly reflect the life of the Old Town, from its Roman beginnings until modern times. My special thanks to the local library and museum for all their work, and also to our many private contributors.
Number 83.
Where is the speech taking place?
Number 84.
According to the speaker, which of the following is not mentioned as a reflection of life of the Old Town?
Number 85.
Who helped make this exhibition happen?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Well, as you can see, I am surprised and overwhelmed by this award. I'd especially like to dedicate the Young Entrepreneur of the Year trophy to my mother, who has always supported me. Actually, it was in my mother's garage that I developed my hobby into a successful business. I started as a child, building the electronic project kits that she bought me. I soon began making modifications, and from there I moved on to design. Now I provide secure computer networks for large corporations all over North America. Well, I'm one of those lucky people who have become rich doing what they love. Thanks again to everybody who has made it possible.
Number 86.
What is the purpose of the speech?
Number 87.
How did the speaker first become interested in his field of work?
Number 88.
Why does the speaker say he is a lucky man?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everybody, to the City at Night tour. My name's Barbara, and I'll be your guide and host this evening. I know that many of you know Blackburn well, but I hope that you are going to enjoy seeing a different side of this city. First, we'll be visiting Blackburn's medieval fortress, and I should warn you that we will be visiting the dungeons and torture chamber. Then we'll go to historic Wetherby Mansion. There are rumors that it is haunted by the ghost of Lady Wetherby, who disappeared mysteriously 500 years ago. And finally, to finish on a happier note, there will be a champagne supper in Blackburn Tower Park, which has a splendid view of the sparkling city lights and the surrounding hills.
Number 89.
Who most likely is giving the talk?
Number 90.
What does the speaker say about historic Wetherby Mansion?
Number 91.
Which of the following best describes Blackburn Tower Park?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
As you all know, we are here today to say farewell to our much-loved company president, Philip Brown. Now that we have finished our superb lunch, we can take a few minutes to reflect on his achievements. In 1965, after 4 years of heroic service in the U.S. Marines, Philip Brown returned to his home with nothing except a great determination to succeed. Working nights to pay for his education and support his wife and young son, he successfully completed an engineering degree. Starting with our company in 1969, he soon showed brilliance, not only as an engineer, but also as a leader. Always keen to produce the highest possible standard of work, he rose rapidly to become a key member of our senior management. We will miss him both as a personal friend to many of us and as our most successful president.
Number 92.
What is the purpose of the speech?
Number 93.
When did Mr. Brown start working for the company?
Number 94.
What does the speaker say about Mr. Brown?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk.
Greetings, everybody. I'm Tony Kaminsky, and I represent Activate Tools, a family company based in Toronto. Our company produces and sells high-end electric and electronic tools so that buyers like you can retail them in your quality stores. We sell only handmade products that are not only well-crafted and a pleasure to use, but are also functional. And should they ever need to be repaired, they come with a lifetime guarantee. Everywhere they have been sold, they're appreciated by discerning customers. And so we are seeking to expand into new markets in new countries. And we're expanding our range, too, to include a custom order department. Customers will be able to order a set of engraving tools customized to their requirements, colors, and grip styles can be specified, and so on. Once I've shown you a sample of our range, I'm sure you will be more than happy to include our products in your own catalogs. And please note that if, for any reason, you are not satisfied with our products, please return them. They are fully refundable.
Number 95.
Who is the intended audience of this talk?
Number 96.
What is implied about the products Activate Tools sells?
Number 97.
Which of the following is not included in the company's plan?
Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Good evening. Perhaps some of you don't know me. I'm Dr. Cummins, the principal of St. Michael's Elementary School. It's a great pleasure to welcome you to tonight's special performance. I hope that you, like me, will be overwhelmed by the sheer talent and enthusiasm of our young breakdancers. I have personally attended 3 of the rehearsals, so I can assure you that they have sacrificed hours of personal time and buckets of sweat to bring you this exciting production. This is a group production, choreographed by the performers themselves, with the help of our wonderful musical arts teacher, Ms. Wong. So, without further ado, sit back and enjoy our fabulous young dancers.
Number 98.
Where is the talk most likely taking place?
Number 99.
Who is Dr. Cummins?
Number 100.
Which of the following was mentioned by the speaker?